Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
That's a great word, Mike. Tomfoolery.
That was last night's game winner. We'll come up with something cool for tonight, we hope, around 6:40.
Hey, man, coming up, we're going to talk to Marshall Faulk, Hall of Famer, All-Pro, MVP. He did it all in the league. We'll get his take on what he thinks about these games coming up this weekend. And we'll ask him some stuff about our Falcons as well. But big shout-out to our last guest to kind of breaking down the 49ers. And listen, again, no rooting interest, right? You just you watch these games, whether you are for the 49ers or for the Rams or from a betting angle, maybe you've got something on it. But the fact is, I don't know if we'll get as intriguing games as we got last week. But the history between these two teams, Mike, for me, makes it tough. The 49ers have owned the Rams. I do think the Rams are a better team. And that's where I'm caught right now between going, wait a minute, Stafford's been great. What am I fooling myself for? Odell Beckham's been amazing since he's got to the Rams.
Right.
Why am I – they got Cooper Kupp. Why am I giving myself this out like, yeah, but they're going to lose when I don't truly believe in Garoppolo?
Yeah, I mean, on paper or just, you know, the eye test, you got a great, great defense for the 49ers. You got a great, great defense for the Rams. Got a great offense, right, for the Rams. And then you got Garoppolo. And it just, you're right, it just kind of like, womp, womp. You just don't trust him.
No.
You know what I mean? It's just Stafford and those guys. I said the only thing was if they, hopefully they got the fumble bug out of their system, because, man, they were just dropping it all over the place. And they kept – I told you last week, I think a healthy Bucs team could win that game. Well, that's Marshall Faulk about it. But, Carl, it's just the 49ers are going to come in there, and they're going to have the crowd and everything in the juice. It's just about Matthew Stafford handling his business. And he showed the poise to come back and get that ball to Kupp and get the win down in Tampa. So I think if there's any – I don't think there's demons floating around in his noggin, but they were able to get the job done, even though there was some anxious moments.
Yeah, there really were.
I'm going to bet the Rams, but I just still think the 49ers, they're going to keep it close just because they just – there's teams that always have teams' numbers. Try to figure out how the Saints and Dennis Allen's defense had Tom Brady's number the last two seasons.
You're right. I mean, at one point, didn't the Saints win like 9-0 this year?
Right.
In one of those right. games. So it's a crazy kind of game to look at. And again, I don't think one team will have total domination because, again, they're just too close. But it is hard right now, and we're just a couple of days away from the pick. It's Dukes and Bell, guys. Find us on social media. Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'em Up. See Dukes, the radio show. Dukes and Bell, 929. Follow the radio station at 929 The Game. And, of course, that is 929 The Game. And follow us on the gram as well, as we are across all social media platforms. We are awaiting Marshall Faulk to join us. We're going to talk more about our Hawks and their big win streak as well. But, Mike, while we're waiting on Marshall, the coaching hires today – again, I can't tell you they're not going to work. This is the thing. We don't know. Nobody knows. But you do wonder what the thinking that goes into this when you have certain situations. And, you know, we'll use the Bears, for example. They hire the Colts defensive coordinator Matt Eberflus today, and you may or may not have heard of him. You may not know who he is. He's got a great resume. That's not the point. You have a young quarterback in Justin Fields, and you go, wait a minute, everybody's going offense. Why would you not do that? So there's some madness to this, but they've got their guy. And then the Broncos today, they hire Nathaniel Hackett, Mike, as the guy that's going to take the place there in Denver. He's the OC in Green Bay, but, Mike, he didn't call plays.
Now, he did call plays a couple of years ago with the Jaguars. Remember the Jacksonville Jaguars were giving the Patriots everything they could handle up there in Foxborough? But that's the last time he was in charge, which gets you and me saying, well, damn, Eric Bieniemy doesn't get credit for calling the plays for Andy Reid, and this guy got the job. But either way, the one thing which a lot of people are wagging their tongues on is, well, you know, maybe this gets Aaron Rodgers to Denver. A lot of people guess working on that one, but it would be interesting. It would make sense, because otherwise, why would you hire this guy?
Joining us right now on the WaitForward.com hotline, Marshall Faulk, one of my all-time favorite players, man. Coming your way courtesy of Bet Online. That's betonline.net. And Marshall, guys, if you never saw Marshall play, I just go tell you, go put on the tape. He was an MVP of the league. He's a 7-time Pro Bowler. He was an All-Pro. He did it all. And so, Marshall, we appreciate the time today, man. You hear us talking about this and going back and forth on the games and saying, wait a minute, the coaching hires, they're kind of weird. What do you make of these coaching hires and the coaching cycle, especially when it comes to coaches of color? We're just talking about it, chopping it up. And I'm curious to know what you think, because if a guy doesn't call plays and the other guy doesn't call plays, then why is this guy getting hired and the other guy's not?
Right. I mean, there's been two guys get jobs that didn't call plays for Andy Reid that got jobs, and somehow the enemy doesn't get a job. And now a guy who has called plays and wasn't too good at it, but then he gets with the guy who calls plays, who's calling plays for Aaron Rodgers. Now, I'm thinking about this. Let's compute this. The guy who called plays for Aaron Rodgers literally got fired, went to Dallas, had to hire somebody to call plays for him. Aaron Rodgers made him look good, actually won a Super Bowl with him. A guy who didn't call plays with Aaron Rodgers somehow got a job in Denver. But then a guy who's calling plays for Mahomes, and can somebody fix this? What's going on?
Right. No, we've been flapping our lips about this all day, Marsh. I mean, it just is hard.
But wasn't it the first time? I think this was the first time that you had two candidates last year from a Super Bowl team. The offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator were both qualified to get head coaching jobs, and neither one of them got it. I'd never seen this.
Mm. Yeah, it is weird. Marshall Faulk joining us, guys, Hall of Famer. And Marshall was a bad man in the National Football League. So I want to ask you about Deebo Samuel, because this dude, man, he's doing it all. It looks like nobody can stop him, no matter how they use him. And Kyle Shanahan, give him credit, he's found a bunch of ways to use him. It reminds me a little bit of you. You could catch it, you could return it, they could put you in routes, and you could run routes. How do you try to contain this guy?
Hey, man, I love the way that they're using him. I love the way he's balling. Like, he has what I consider myself football player written all over him. Don't put a position on me. Just put me in position and let me play. And what Kyle is doing with him is amazing. But here's the key. That offensive line, in the run game, they are moving bodies. Early in the game, they're moving bodies. Late in the game, and the Rams understand that they're going to have to put their foot in the dirt. It ain't going to be just about rushing the quarterback, getting that Garoppolo. You have to stop the run on all three downs, because third and six for San Francisco, that is not an automatic pass down. They can run it on you easily.
I know that this team has played fantastic defense, 49ers. Rams play great defense. We were just talking before you came on, Marshall, that we just don't trust Garoppolo. He threw has those moments where you're like, what are you doing out there? He's banged up. I mean, it should on paper be the Rams game.
Yeah, on paper, right? It was the last game they played. Actually, these six wins that the 49ers have against the Rams, three of them the Rams were favored. And the last time they were up 17-0, and you said the same thing, we could say the same thing, but it's not that easy. This is a division game, it's a rivalry game, and these two teams, there's a lot of dislike there, although the head coaches are good friends. So you toss all of that up, it's out the door. Those 3.5 points, out the door. I believe that it's going to come down to discipline and will. Discipline and will. And who has more of either or. And we'll find out.
We are. That's the beauty of the NFL playoffs. What about the other side, man? I mean, you got Patrick Mahomes. He's just been so money in these playoffs. And at home, he's so hard to beat. And then here comes young Joe Burrow in his second year, Marshall, just balling out and doing something that I don't think anybody expected to be as good as he is, and taking his team to this point on the cusp of getting to a Super Bowl.
I mean, not even a full second year, right?
Right.
His first year was cut short. I'm just telling you, I love what the Cincinnati Bengals are doing. I love how they approach it. I think the thing that surprised me the most was listening to Joe say, hey, my headset went out. I called four or five plays, and they all worked. it just shows you how calm he is. Like, there's been a bunch of average Joes, but he's more of a Joe Montana. He's more of a Joe Namath. Mm-hmm. He has that kind of swag about him. And I think, listen, the Kansas City Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes, they cannot rest their laurels on Arrowhead being something that's going to help cause Cincinnati to fold, because I don't think Cincinnati's going away. They're going to have to put Cincinnati away. I like the game. I'm actually taking Cincinnati. I think it's 7.5 right now. And I like the over in this game. I think it's going to be a very competitive game. I think these defenses are going to struggle early to stop each other. But in the end, I like what I'm getting with Cincinnati.
All right. Hey, man, he's a Hall of Famer of sports fans. Again, betonline.net brings us Marshall Faulk here on Dukes and Bell. By the way, Marshall, did you know a guy named O.J. Simpson played you in the Kurt Warner movie?
Yeah, I know that. That was funny, man. I was like, what? I mean, listen, man, you can say what you want personally, right. But I'm an O.J. fan, man. I watched a lot of film with Electric Company. I'm a historian of the game. I love the game of football. I know how people feel about O.J. personally, but as an athlete, a guy who ran the football and a guy who watched people who ran the football paving the way, the juice was loose, boy.
People forget how big he was. By the way, the guy who's Carl, his name O.J. Keith Simpson. He was a high school coach from Missouri, and he's the dude who plays Marshall Carl in the movie about Kurt Warner.
Yeah, and the Kurt Warner movie, by the way, getting rave reviews, getting, you know, people really digging the story. And for those who didn't know it, and Marshall was a big part of that. And, you know, man, listen, you guys, the greatest show on turf, we always try to make these comparisons with these offenses, right? And it's an offensive era now. We know that. But everybody I've always talked to that had a chance to play you guys, it's always about what you guys were doing. What made that team so special, Marshall?
You know, just the element of team. That's what we did. Everything that we did, it stemmed from team. And at a point in time, I was the leader of that team, and then shortly Kurt took over. And, you know, we're all lucky that he met the opportunity. He raised his level of play. And I tell people all the time, the movie, if you think the movie is good, meet the real person. I mean, he's the best man I know. And I stand to it. I put him up against anybody. I'm talking about when the chips are up or the chips are down. He's the best man I know.
I know that we've talked a lot about Dick Vermeil, and I mean, to come back into the game, because, you know, I've been doing TV for so many years. I mean, was there good juice with the coach? Was Vermeil the guy you guys like playing for? Was he aloof? What was he like?
Vermeil was from what I heard about Coach Vermeil, you know, people said he was, you know, a little bit of a tough coach,
right?
But by the time I got there, he had them weeded out the guys who he wanted to get rid of, and he had the team that he wanted to. And he was fun to play with, man. He was fun. He was fun to play for. He kind of stepped back. He gave Mike Martz pretty much control of the offense, and Mike did a great job with the offense. And defensively, Peter Gunter and John Bunton, they did a great job calling the defense. Vermeil was he was awesome. He loved his players, and the sensitive side of it. Me being a guy who was like hardcore football, I never seen a coach cry, so that was kind of like that was a little weird for me. but I didn't realize how much he loved his players, and I didn't, you know, I was a guy who didn't need hard coaching. I was, you know, I'm driven. I'm gonna do everything I can to make sure that I'm ready to win games. But tell you what happened. My first year retired, I'm working at the NFL Network. We have Atlanta, Dallas. Coach Vermeil is calling his game by himself, and he lost his voice. He stood behind me. I had never called a football game in my life. He stood behind me, gave me his notes, and coached me through how to call a game. I hadn't been scared in a long time. And for him to coach me through that and show me the ropes, like, on the fly, man, I was like, that's my coach. That's my coach.
That speaks volumes about the person Dick Vermeil is. Marshall Faulk was a dude, guys, 767 receptions. I ask you to go compare that to some starting wide receivers in the NFL, and they don't even come close. Over 12,000 rushing yards in 12 seasons, and he scored touchdowns. This dude just did it all. Marshall, appreciate the time, man. Great insight. Check him out. And, again, it's betonline.net, guys. And Marshall says he thinks it's going to be a high-scoring game with that Chiefs-Bengals game. I think you might be right. I hope you're right. We'll talk soon, Marshall.
Thanks, bro.
Have a good one, guys.
All right, man. Marshall Faulk there on the WaitForIt.com hotline. Last game they played was high-scoring, and I think everybody is afraid that this one is going to be – the defense is going to adjust, and so, therefore, the game won't be as high-scoring like in that Chiefs-Bengals game. I don't know. I think both teams can score. I just don't think the Bengals can keep up with the Chiefs.
Yeah, man, I think they're going to hang for a little bit. A little bit, you know. But I guess but Joe Burrow, man, I mean – man of the moment. He is the dude. Everybody's just going bananas over. We talked yesterday about people going nuts about the fact, you mean a quarterback can actually call his own plays if there's no communication? And the dude's got, like, big, big attachments. He's got confidence, man. Just they got to protect him. They got to keep him upright. I think I'm going to say Chiefs by 10. How's that? Chiefs by 10.
All right. No, I think the spread 7, 10 is good. Yeah. The Hawks right now have big attachments. We'll talk about it coming up.
The most important story of the day.
Oh, it's our Hawks, guys. We got a little streak going. Celtics in town tomorrow. Mike and I will be talking more about that tomorrow as we look at the matchup. But it's crazy because the poll question has been up all day, Mike, at Dukes and Bell 929, and we've been asking you guys about, you know, this team, and do you feel like the Hawks have the right rotation in place after Bogey goes off last night for 18 after that injury, you know, coming back from the knee injury? And the choice is pretty easy, guys, if you feel like the rotation is in place to continue to make a playoff push. And, yes, we're all set.
Right.
Maybe we'll have to see more, or no, not the right mix, or no, we need to make trades. And it's funny because a lot of folks, and I'm looking at the vote right now, so it's still up at Dukes and Bell 929, but when it comes to our Hawks, a lot of folks are saying, you know what, maybe I need to see more. And that's kind of the leader in the clubhouse right now, Mike. I think 6% are saying, no, not the right mix. And then you got the others saying 33%, yes, we're all set. I think most people want to just see more consistency.
Right. And that's the thing. I mean, we were joking around earlier. I mean, will the real Atlanta Hawks please stand up? Because they've had some streaks. They've had win streaks. They've had some losing streaks. You know, we've certainly maybe turned a corner, maybe, I guess, and we don't know when or how often Nate was been yelling at these guys, but maybe that Bucks, the start of the win streak, that, you know, Nate really got after them at halftime. They were late getting back on the floor, and if he was saving it, because again, you can't yell every day because then everyone, you know, it's like a high school coach, you tune them out. Maybe Nate finally got their attention. I don't know. Maybe Trey's been a little more intense with his game. Maybe just Okongwu getting back in the mix just seems to be the tonic for this team, you know, because you could correlate Okongwu's return with the good things happening. You got guys that are belly aching about that. Oh, they want Bogey off the bench because he can handle the ball. He doesn't have to wait for the ball to get passed to him. It's good problems to have, you know. I mean, I think we're in a good position right now. And I don't know, Carl, maybe Cam was a pain in the butt and no one wanted to say it. I don't know. But either way, ever since Cam has gone, we be going in the right direction.
I'm a big fan of a happy end.
Yes, we all are, Steve. We are, Steve.
Yeah. I don't know if we'll ever know that. And again, I don't want to make him out to be the bad guy. I do think it's interesting that this run correlates with him leaving. He's not playing with the Knicks right now. And again, that's going to be a Knick issue. Because, you know, at this point, for everybody that wanted Camp and to see him, you know, prosper here, it's not going to happen. So I got to worry about the guys that are here and worry about our team and what it's going to look like. I think we're having fun. I think and that was evident with the guys dunking the ball and, you know, Lou and those guys clowning around last night. But I think we're having fun. I also think we're playing better defense. If that is, I don't know, Mike, a function of Okongwu and his, you know, entry now into the rotation. But listen to Okongwu talk about how this team is playing in his mind. He says he feels like we're finally playing like a playoff team.
You know, definitely. When you know, string together a bunch of wins, obviously the energy is going to be different. You know, you feel confident. You're going to believe that you're going to win every game. You know, we're, you know, 5 games strong right now, and we got to continue to keep it rolling.
He is one powerful Trojan.
That's our man.
Lukaku with the big dunk last night. We joked around earlier. Everybody gets a dunk, even Lou Williams. They were loose and fun last night. They struggled that first quarter or whatever, and then boom, they dropped the hammer on a bad Sacramento team. So, you know, we've got a few more tests coming up. I know that, Carl, I don't expect these guys to go on a Lakers, like, you know, Kobe or a, you know, win streak, but it would be cool to see these guys, especially when that Phoenix game comes up a week from tonight, and that's the best team in the NBA right now, and see how we handle with them. That'll be a true litmus test.
It will be.
If we have, in fact, turned a corner.
Yeah, because that's what you're looking for. I mean, and you know, as much as I feel good about, like, last night, Kings are a bad team right now. they just are. And I didn't expect us to blow doors as we did, but I did expect us to win by, like, 10 or more points. I really did, because that's not a good team right now. They got a lot of injuries, a lot of stuff going on with them. So those are the games you're supposed to win. I'm not going to make excuses for when our team plays well and they do what they're supposed to do, but I do think there's something to be said about taking advantage of bad teams. And I think for the first part of the season, at least in, you know, from December when we were going through all that stuff with, you know, guys in the G League and all that stuff, nobody was having mercy with us. I mean, hell, the league wasn't even postponing games for us. We were still having to play and try to battle through. So now we're trying to fight our way out of this hole. And my whole thing is, once we get past the All-Star break, because realistically, a guy hit me up early. He was like, man, you all over the Hawks. They're still in 12th place. Yes, it's early. That was my point today. Giving Mike his due. Mike said, be cool. Be cool.
Chill that out. Be cool.
and I wasn't. I was like, no, I want to see results right now. And Mike's right. We had plenty of time. So, yes, we're still 8.5 games out, Mike. But we got time.
Bro.
Yekka jams at home.
I mean, look, I don't want to see these guys lollygag all the way through the All-Star break. But I just think, two things. We were 6 games under, if you want to use that, if you want to correlate where we were last year when Nate took over, and that was March 1st. And then we went on a run. And the only difference between there and that is there are better basketball teams in the East. I would say you agree. The teams have gotten better in the East.
Yes,
the East is
have.
Much more competitive in this one season with the moves that were made. So, you know, you got to climb a bunch of hurdles to get there, you know, but I don't understand, you know, why the defensive thing was such an issue. Hopefully they'll continue to play good defense. But it just seems like Okongwu, I mean, everybody talking about Bogey, I'd rather see Okongwu get more minutes. I know we're paying good money for Clint. But yeah. I just think Okongwu just really seems to be stirring the drink when he's on the floor.
I it's hard for me to disagree. I mean, listen to what he said. This is Big O. Double O. We were clowning around earlier, you know, with nicknames because of that big dunk that he had. But what was the difference between, like, the first quarter and then the second quarter last night? We outscore the Kings 46-17. Guys, in the NBA, that doesn't happen. Usually it's a, you know, a 30-point quarter or a 25-point quarter for both teams, and then you see what happens in the fourth. You just humiliate them in the second quarter, and they asked Okongwu why.
That first quarter, you know, we weren't really locked in on defense like that. But in the second quarter, you know, both units, you know, it was a big swing. You know, we only gave them 17 points that second quarter. You know, we knew what we had to do. We had to play better defense. That's what we did.
So Durant's hurt, right? And I'm just looking at the East. We know that. Mm-hmm. But he's going to be back. I don't know how this Kyrie situation plays out. Point I'm getting to is if he's able to play home and away games, I can't even imagine him just being in a playoff series and playing only home games or away games. But but if that is the case, then I can't tell you Brooklyn's going to win it, because you're going to need Kyrie in those away games. Let's just say we were playing them and we were up, you know, 3-1. And no Kyrie, advantage us. That's advantage Bucks. That's advantage Sixers. So I don't know how that's going to shake out. But if you're telling me Kyrie is going to play in these away games, Mike, in the second half of the season, and we find out, you know, that he's going to be able to do that, then I've got to believe that they're going to be the front runners along with Miami and believe it or not, the Bucks, the defending champs, over, you know, the Cavaliers or the Bulls, who've made a nice push this year.
I mean, New York is so off the chain. I mean, the city itself is a disaster right now. Maybe somebody in the mayor's office can say, we're going to loosen things up, because a visiting team can come in and they're good, but a guy who lives there has to be vaxxed. And look, you know, I'm not getting down this vaccination rabbit hole, but I'm just saying, as much as I want to, you know, say
it's crazy.
Kyrie,
it's crazy.
What was I tell Kyrie, stop, man, you don't even know what you're arguing for. But it's just amazing. They're hanging in there. And if they can, if the things loosen up in the spring and the weather gets better, whatever the factors are, yeah, we still got to go through those guys. The Bucks are going to get it together too. I think that Budenholzer's taking a page from Pop a little bit, who we coach with, you know, and little load management with the Bucks. You've seen some of that too. The Heat are a good team. You know, we got some work to do, but at least, guys, beating the teams we're supposed to. You got the Celtics coming up. We talked about the Suns game next week, but it just seems like there's a good vibe right now. And last night, because they were in control, they could have some fun.
Yeah. I like it when we're having fun. I mean, I say that.
I don't know if Nate likes it, but they're having some fun.
I do. But as fans, man, that's what we want to see. I mean, Gallo. I mean, Lemon Pepper Lou, keep dunking. Right. I mean, as long as you don't hurt yourself. I mean, I know you're a vet, but keep dunking. Man, it's fun. That stuff is fun, you know?
Basket, and he jams. Oh, Lou Williams just stuffed one.
I didn't know he could stuff. That makes me laugh.
I mean, look, did he look at Gallinari? I mean, as we said, all of a sudden, and now, wait a minute, it's a 10-day contract. Here comes Escalade. You know, it became an N1 game last night.
Oh,
exactly.
So, man. So, yeah, like, I know it's been weird, and it's hard to quantify or why we are so sluggish in the first half of the season, but I'll say it to you last time. You think there was a little bit of, we got this, and
yes,
now they
yes.
realize there's work to be done.
Yeah, I do. I kind of think we were feeling ourselves. Mm. My mom used to use another phrase. She used to say, you're smelling yourself. So I do think that a little bit of that happened. Man, what's tonight's game winner, Mike Bell?
There's a line that Winston Wolfe used in Pulp Fiction. My father used to say also something I can't say on the radio. All right, buddy. We just talked to Marshall Faulk from The Greatest Show on Turf. The other day, I think it was Carl Eller's birthday, one of that great feared foursome. Now, there was a fearsome foursome. That was the old L.A. Rams. But the Purple People Eaters, your favorite team nickname. How's that, Carl?
Nicknames. Yeah, there's so many, man.
Now, we don't really have as many since, you know, the last couple of years. I think you said, what, LOB, Legion of Boom, was probably the last thing that had traction, right, in the NFL?
Yeah, I mean, you know, nicknames, they create their own, right? Their own vibe right. and energy. It's not like they just happen. Usually it's about how the team plays or a particular right. player or whatever. The Steel Curtain, right, had numerous right. Hall of Famers that played on that defense in the 70s into the early 80s. The Steel Curtain was just that. It was a hell of a vicious, ruthless defense. But, Mike, that right. fit the mold of that team.
It almost gets you into, like, the George Carlin football versus baseball. You know, the doomsday defense, the Steel Curtain. These are all the great defense of the 70s. In 98, Jam and all the guys in the Falcons, they became the Dirty Birds. And then
that's
now
right.
we finally re-embrace that. All right, guys, 404-749-01. What the hell, the number? 741-0929. Favorite team nicknames. That's what we got to go with.
Oh, I don't know if I've ever seen him stuff.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And the winner is...
Time to take the game winner on Dukes and Bell. Your last chance to sound off on today's show. So don't stink. Call now, 404-741-0929. Today's question...
All right, guys, going with your nicknames. We talked about the greatest show on turf. Obviously, Kurt Warner, those great weapons. Isaac Bruce, obviously, Marshall Faulk, we just had on the program. So, great nicknames. Can be any sport, by the way. You want to take it to, like, the Fab Five. You know, if you want to take it to college hoops, can be anything, Carl. I mean, there's some cool ones. At least there used to be. Not as many lately.
Yeah, what do you think that's a function of?
Because it's all the writers' fault, Carl. They're not creative people. They're not coming up with cool nicknames like the older generation of writers.
But here's the thing. Like, once you have a team, let's just say the Chiefs win another Super Bowl, right? And again, no rooting interest if they do. So that's two or three for Mahomes and company. There has to be something that happens, evolves, right, from how explosive that offense is and what they're doing and right. and the Cheetah and Tyreek Hill. Is it more just about individual nicknames than it is team nicknames?
I don't know. You're right. It's more than the individual than the collective like it was back in the day.
Yes.
All right. So, by the way, I'm looking. Becky's out of town tonight, so me and the dog can go buck wild on Grubhub because I know you did the order yesterday.
Yeah.
You think if I ordered from, like, a Noonan, it would be, like, still hot and fresh when it got to me? That'd be like about 35-40 minute drive for the guy.
Is it not hot and fresh?
I mean, if he drives like me, it'll be hot and fresh. I mean, will the food still be warm? I mean, there's nothing worse than seafood when it's like lukewarm. You want it fresh.
Well,
you
know what I mean? That's true.
Because I just read that scallops are an excellent source of protein, magnesium, and potassium. So if I give my dog scallops, nobody from the ASPCA will yell at me like they do when I'm feeding him pepperoni.
Scallops?
I'm going to get this bacon wrap. I got to get something for him, like a side. It's an appetizer, like bacon wrapped scallops for the dog.
You can't do that.
I don't have kids. I'll give him a small bite, okay?
You can't do that. You're going to get him sick.
He says...
You'll be up all night. And then tomorrow you'll be like, he hit me up all night. Well, you gave him scallops.
Excellent source of protein, magnesium, and potassium. How dare you? Hey, look at that. I'm looking at the American Kennel Club right now. Looking at the website. Hey, man, you're on the radio program. Nicknames for your favorite sports team. What do you got?
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
One for football and one for baseball.
Okay.
Football, it's got to be the Steel Curtain. And in baseball, the Gas House Gang.
Nice. Going back to the old St. Louis Cardinals, Carl. Yeah, the Gas House Gang.
Now, he pulled one out of the hat right there. That's a name I hadn't heard.
But John Fricke saw those guys, man.
Did he? What'd he say?
It was unbelievable. Edith Slaughter was the fastest Caucasian I'd ever seen on the base pass. It's unbelievable. I mean, I did shots with Dizzy and Daffy Dean on the we were on the overnight train. Dizzy and Daffy, that's right.
Wow.
I was going to do the Fricke yesterday to say that John actually used to shoot horse with Red Holtzman when he was port guard of the Rochester Royals, which then later became the Kings, but I had to save it for tonight. I met Leo DeRocher. I gave him the idea that nice guys, they finished last. Hey, man, you're on the radio, bro. What do you got for your favorite team nickname in sports?
What's happening, Chief?
Hey, Chief.
Look here, Chief. I have two of them, too. The first one had to be Lethal Weapon 3, the Georgia Tech team with Dennis Scott and Brian, Kenny Anderson. Yeah, that was a good team. And my favorite team to pick at, the Aints. It's the shortest on paper bags right near the city. It's the shortest on paper bags. You can't find one nowhere.
The Aints. Yeah, I was going to say, it's hard to find with paper or plastic, Carl. You don't really have those options anymore. It's more just, although they should be going to paper from plastic. I reverse that. If you live in like a hipster neighborhood, it probably is more paper. I'll take that back.
How about you do double paper, double plastic? How about that?
Man, I'm so excited tonight, brother. I have not had Red Lobster. It's one of those places, like my wife, I've turned her into a food snob. Every now and again, you just want the goodness of Red Lobster, those cheddar biscuits. And I mean, they're not a sponsor. I'm just talking out loud. I'm looking at the menu on Grubhub. You got me into this whole food delivery thing again. So,
well, I remember I stopped at Red Lobster and the guy at the bar was like, keep bringing the biscuits.
What do you sound like? Marcellus Wallace?
Yeah, he really did. I blew me away. And then I kind of got jealous. I was like, can you do that? You know, I didn't even know you could do that. Like, he was literally, that's all he wanted was the biscuits. So, yeah, man.
So, I'll give you a report tomorrow on how warm the food was after it makes the sojourn. It's only 8 miles, but, you know, it takes something if you're not driving like I am. Hey, man, you're on the radio, bro. What do you got for your favorite team nickname?
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Hey, I got to agree first and foremost on those cheddar biscuits from Red Lobster. They're you can't beat them. But my favorite nickname, it's easy, man. We saw it this year. We've saw it in the past. It's that junkyard dog defense.
Yeah,
baby.
There you go. Yeah, baby, get after that. G-A-T-A, Georgia fans know what that means, Rick Russell, junkyard dog. You saw it this year with the dogs, and some of it will be back for next year. And, of course, you know, how about with the Falcons? No one said the Grits Blitz.
Oh, good call. Yep, that's good another pull. Good one.
Hey, man, you're on the radio, bro. Nickname for a great sports team. What you got?
Hey, man, Al.
Hey, man.
Okay, so Steel Curtain and Grits Blitz have been taken. So how about that Orange Crush defense, Denver Broncos in the
nice.
70s?
Yeah, baby. Yeah, man, that was Mecklenburg, right, and company. Lyle Alzado right. Before the Raiders. Yeah, man, and that was a good team.
Mecklenburg. Wow, Mike. Yeah. I hadn't heard that name in forever.
Yeah, it was, I want to say, Craig Morton.
Craig Morton is right.
Yeah. I'm so old, I saw Craig Morton play for the Giants. So that's how old I am.
Yeah,
but, yeah, man, the Orange Crush defense.
They were good. That was a good team. They were good. The name fit perfectly. Mm. Yeah, man. See, that's what we're talking about. But how do these names come about? You have to be – there has to be something special about these teams that automatically you pick up the nickname.
I know a lot of guys think about Lyle Alzado as a Raider, but, yeah, man, he was on the old doomsday – I should say the Orange Crush. The Orange Crush got crushed by the Cowboys. Remember Tony Dorsett in the Super Bowl?
Oh, yeah. That was like a coming – well, it wasn't a coming out party. Dorsett was good when he got to the league, but he murdered those guys. Yeah.
I want to say that was the year. Hey, man, you're on the radio, bro. What do you got for us?
79? 77.
77.
Yeah.
Something like that. Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Got two teams a lot alike. The Mean Machine. Mean Machine. And the annexation of Puerto Rico. The Little Giants.
Little Giants. I love that movie.
Makes me laugh, man.
I love that movie, man.
Right, Rick Moranis in that, right?
Yes, it's so damn funny. It's so good.
I'm trying to find which Super Bowl that was. I'm going through it right now.
Little Giants.
Yeah, it was Super Bowl 12, Cowboys 27, Broncos 10.
Yeah.
Down the Superdome. That's right. Hey, man, you're on the radio, buddy boy. What do you got for your favorite nickname of a team?
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
When the Clippers had CP3, DeAndre Jordan, and Blake Griffin, they called them Lob City.
Nice.
They sure did.
That's a good pull. Yeah, man. Of course, Blake never slam dunked over the car. The hood does not count. We love Kia. They're a proud sponsor. We need to go over the roof of the car, Carl.
We argue about this. He jumped over it.
Yeah, you know, we got to go over the top of the car. Hey, man, you're on the radio, buddy. What do you got for us?
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
The best nickname ever. Five Slammer Jammer.
Yes, sir. Now, that I do agree with. Them boys were bad, man. They should have won a couple. They should have won a couple.
Big time.
Just luck.
I mean, nobody said Bronx Bombers, which is good because we hate the Yankees on the show. Sorry, Chris. And then the Big Red Machine, nobody brought up.
Yeah, and our buddy John says, don't forget about the Dolphins, Killer Bees defense of the early
80s. That's right. Baumhauer. And, yeah, it's a good pull, man. They know in the old days with Bonacani, it was the no-name defense.
It's a rare day I can say something positive about the New York Jets, but the New York sack exchange was a great
one. Oh,
yes.
Good call.
All right, yes. Chris, can you name all four? Go.
Okay, Marty Lyons.
Check.
Mark Gastineau.
Check.
Abdul Salam.
Check. Oh, you got the hard one. The next one's easy.
And did I say Marty Lyons?
No, he was in Cannonball Run. He lifted the van and they didn't need a jack. Number 73. Joe Klecko.
Joe Klecko, right. For a Hall of Fame, too.
That's
right.
Joe Klecko.
Nice guy. Great guy. My friend bartended at Buttles. It's a Jets linebacker. Had a bar and Klecko came in and bought everybody shots. Good dude.
Man, they had that. They got after quarterbacks. That was
yes, they did.
That was a good front, man.
Yeah.
Good job, Chris. See, the sports knowledge, your brain on this show is amazing.
Yeah.
Hey, tonight's show, as always, protected by Mimecast, guys. The email of the day, protected by Mimecast, safeguards your organization against phishing, business email compromise, the risk of ransomware. Visit Mimecast.com. That's Mimecast.com. Hey, in regards to the Hawks tonight, thanks for all your responses at DukesandBell929 on Twitter. But this one came in, and this person, who is this? This is Tim? No, that is not Tim. This is Adam. Adam said, guys, Hawks are playing well because we finally have everybody healthy. I know everybody wants to point the finger at Cam Reddish for the trade, but the real culprit here is that we finally got everybody healthy, and Nate McMillan has his rotations, and that is why we're playing better. Watch and see what happens over the next couple of weeks. Boy, Adam, I hope you're right. I mean, this is what Mike and I have been talking about. I really don't care why. I just want to see us be more consistent, Mike, and hopefully we can beat the Celtics tomorrow. Good win last night. We'll try to get one tomorrow. Let's get out of here and clear our throat.
Dukes and Bell are wrapping up another show, so it's time for
Let Me Clear My Throat
on Sports Radio 92.9. The Game.
Hey, thanks to all of our guests today. And boy, it was a good day. We had Marshall Faulk on, Hall of Famer. Also, we had a chance to talk to our buddy Ross Tucker. And we went out west, man, and talked to our buddy Kyle Mattson, who covers the 49ers, as we continue our coverage for the AFC-NFC Championship games. That continues tomorrow. Chuck Smith stops by. Guys, there's something Chuck has got involved with. You don't want to miss what it is. I think it's one of the coolest things that has happened, and it's a story you're going to want to hear. Make sure you tune in tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We also will have Steve Kuhn and Mike, and we'll get a chance to chop it up with Steve. I know you got a lot of questions for Steve. Plus, he likes happy endings.
And he better have some answers for us.
Let's hope that he does. Hey, more NFL guests as well tomorrow. We are going to get ready for Sunday's games. You can listen right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. All right, man, let's get out of here. Chris, Turtle Behind the Glass, great job. Bo Morgan, executive producing. Appreciate you as always, and thank you for listening. Mike Bell, clear your throat.
Hey, man, for years, Carl, I was killing NASCAR for having no new ideas and killing the sport, taking it out of the traditional races in the Southeast and taking it to boring tracks in the Midwest and wherever. Well, I'll tell you what, whoever's calling the shots marketing NASCAR the last couple of years is really nailing it. Dirt races at Bristol, taking you back to old school Saturday night. Well, guess what? The Busch class. In the old days, Carl, it was all the pole winners from the previous year would compete. They've opened it up so everybody can battle. They're racing at the L.A. Coliseum. I just posted the photo, first photo I've seen of what this track looks like. Carl, if there's a wreck, they're going to freeze the field. Cars will have to exit through a tunnel. It literally is like a video game. I'm not sure all NASCAR fans are going to love it, but I love pushing the envelope, getting new eyes on the sport with a kind of de facto all-star race, which it may turn into, at LA Coliseum. It's going to be wild.
You're right, Mike. You do need new eyeballs and a new way to tell the story, right? I mean, that's what we're talking about. I agree. I'll probably check it out. Hey, history. Hindsight's 2020. Mike and I talked about this today, but I find it fascinating that Mike Singletary, who at the time was the coach of the 49ers, 12 years ago, the 49ers had a trade in place after the sexual assault allegations came down in regards to Big Ben. They didn't make the trade. Singletary says he told the ownership, Jed York, the CEO, and Trent Baalke, who was the GM at the time, no, we can't do it. I've been telling the team that I wanted a team of character. Guys, 12 years later, Mike Singletary says, if I had to do it all over again, I would have done it. You know why? Because it's a quarterback league. Ben Roethlisberger is going to the Hall of Fame. Mike Singletary hadn't been a head coach since. Hey, if you love the show,
you tell your friends.
If you don't
watch it, can't use you.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.